Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hi, everybody. It's Teresa in America.
Hi, guys.
Today, we're going to talk about skin picking.
You know, what's funny about this, when you think about picking, I never realized that what I did, like fiddling with my fingers and my skin on my fingers, was actually called picking. I would have never thought that that's what I was doing and that it was tied to my anxiety until my fiance was like, stop messing with your fingers. And I was like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop.
I am a picker. I pick at my cuticles. Hands are definitely a thing. I think a lot of people who have just stress, anxiety, human beings who don't even have anxiety, a lot of like hand-related habits, also mouth-related habits. I think people find that they like chew or grind or bite on the inside of their mouth. These are similar habits, right? But we're going to focus today on
skin picking. Yes.
So I am a cuticle chewer.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's like this for you, but it's the quality of the skin. Like if the skin is rough.
Yeah.
I cannot handle that. I hate it. But I moved from my cuticles to scabs on my arms and my legs accidentally after getting a pimple or something.
And it was just there.
Yeah. And it's really horrible. But like 10 years ago, I started getting like, I would get a pimple on my arm and then I would pick at it until it bled and then it would have a scab. And then I would literally just pick and open and reopen that one scab for 6 months to 9 months until I got medical attention. And then a new pimple would come and then I'd form a new one. And I would have another 6 to 9 month relationship with a new scab and a new scab. And it culminated in the one I think you've seen. I think you've been with me through several arm scabs and my wrist scab.
Yeah, I have seen how you pick at your skin. So when you frame this for people, and I'm going to frame it the way that I thought about it before, I would just call it fiddling with my fingers, where in what you're talking about is like that you feel like a little rough skin. And both of us are doing this at the moment when we're talking about it, which is not good. So like you feel a little skin and then you just start pulling and playing with it. And then it becomes this thing. Like I never get to the point where I'm bleeding, but I, over time, what I feel when I'm doing it is just, it's so normal to my behavior that I don't question it until really somebody brought it to my attention. They're like, stop. Right. And it was in this case, my fiance. And I was like, I'm not doing anything. They're like, you can't stop moving your fingers and like putting your finger in your mouth and biting the skin. So then I've always had like a little manicure set, you know, and I will pull it out anytime so that I don't have that little skin. Mm-hmm. And then I will also like do my nails. Like I will either paint them or like, you know, before COVID, go into like the salon and get a manicure so that it would prevent me from like putting my finger in my mouth, playing with the skin, picking at the skin. It's just so bad. But I know that it gets worse when I feel like I have so much energy inside and I don't know what to do with it. And I'm just sitting there and I have to do something with my fingers.
Yeah. We should talk about that space, like what it feels like for us, because I do think that you and I have both sat on both sides where we're both doing this bad habit and how it feels to be in that space, but also watch each other do it and be like, okay, you did. I told you, you'd be my accountability buddy and tell me. But even as you did it, I was like, I'm going to stab you if you talk to me about my skin picking.
Yeah.
Okay. So you feel so much energy inside that you need to like put it somewhere. Is that
part of it? Yes. So what I feel is I feel like nervous energy.
Yeah.
I would want to like tap my foot or something, but instead I start like messing with my nails. And this is something that when I started thinking about it, it's not something that's new, because before and in any situation, I will forever be like rolling little pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. I will tear pieces of paper into tiny little shreds. I'm writing, you know, whenever like I'm in a meeting or something. And it's something about keeping my hands busy.
Yeah.
So most recently, I have felt like that. Like, I feel like a little hurricane inside and it just has to come out.
Yeah. Doctors would call that anxiety or something.
Or something.
I really relate to the feeling of just like building tension inside. But the thing about picking is I don't think what you're saying about sitting in a place where I'm not moving my hands is so true, because I can go a couple days and not pick if I'm busy with something like work or at my desk and I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But if I get in a situation where I have 30 minutes in a meeting.
Yeah.
Where for whatever reason, my hands aren't distracted in a certain way. And I don't know exactly how or why. The other one is I found if I go on an airplane, the airplane is destruction for me. For whatever reason, something about sitting, is it stress of going to an airport? Is it sitting on an airplane? I will be so good about not picking, and I will get on a flight, and by the time I've landed 6 hours later, I will have opened up. It's stress, right? And it's stress.
It is stress.
And time. It's like the culmination of having a stress plus space to engage.
You know when that happens habit. To me? You talk about an airplane. I talk about the movies. Like in the movie theater, in the dark, that all of a sudden I'll be like biting my nail or I'll be like picking at the skin. And then, you know, it gets to a point where it's red enough. It's not bleeding. It's just red, but it's hurting that I just have to be like, oh my God, stop it. I'm liable to like chew my finger off.
The space and time to do it. Because if I was not stuck on a plane or stuck in a meeting, I would go pick up my cup of coffee. I would do and engage in some other activity with my hand. To deal with the energy.
Disengage. Yeah.
Disengage with the habit of moving my arm to that spot, moving my finger to that spot. And so there's that pattern with like how we get engaged in this minor habit. And these for me feel like rituals, you know, similar to the way addictions happen where I'm like prepping the drink or whatever. A lot of people talk about the ritual of an addiction. And I do feel like my picking habit is kind of like an addiction. I do it to cope with my anxiety and it is not healthy and sometimes unhealthy. Like people are like, I am seriously concerned. You are going to give yourself MRSA. You know, like people are communicating to me or like, oh, the one that kills me is like, I can tell people think it looks ugly.
Mm,
or in my head, I'm like, oh, your habit is so gross. You are a disgusting human being. And then the shame monster comes in, and I'm just like, I have a disgusting human being.
I would have to agree with you that there is some tie to the aspect of feeling better when I do it and the ritual of it. But I think it has gotten progressively worse in the last couple of months for me because my anxiety level has increased. And then I have no other way of like, letting it out. There are other ways to let it out. You could go exercise. You could like do other things. But my coping mechanism is immediately to go to that. So, you know, I would imagine, and speaking with other people, they also do this. But I know like some people will scratch their head, you know, and will pick
out their hair.
And it's all, I think, tied back to an uncontrollable emotion that we have and we're trying to manage it in some way, in a negative way, because it ends up being not a good thing. But it's also, you know, I would also say that for some folks, it's a stopgap, you know, it helps so that you don't do something more, that's something that could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's also important to think about that. What I have found to be really useful, though, for me is to fill my house with things that I can occupy my hands with that are toys. So I have like a bunch of fidget toys.
Mm-hmm.
Just last week, I bought like putty, you know, and I've been like fiddling with the putty. I'm telling you, I'm just trying to think of anything that will make my mind relax enough, but I'm not hurting my fingers or my lip or anything.
This kind of behavior has a couple of terms associated to it, right? I know, at least as far as I know, the one that hair pulling disorder is trick. We a lot of people just call it tricks.
Trichotillomania.
Excoriation is something else. And then the one I've heard a lot is body-focused repetitive behaviors.
There's actually an organization that we've worked with in the past called Picking Me Foundation. I don't know if anybody is aware of who they are, but it's pickingme.org that, you know, they have some really good resources on there. And it's not something, I'm telling you, a lot of people don't talk about it, but a lot of us engage in this behavior. And on our website, we also have some materials that we talked about, skin picking. And it's the last one that you said,
Body-focused repetitive behaviors.
Yeah. So solutions. Like I said, I fill my home with things that I can play with that helps to really break the habit and disengage with my mind that occupies my hands.
Yes. Fidgets are definitely important. I think anxiety, stress management tool for fidgeters like us. But also, when you identify the specific area that you are accustomed to picking, I think there's a lot of like skincare regimen. Mm. Like, do you find that you do that? Like, do you lotion up, or how do you stop your specific behavior because you know what your specific behavior is?
I do my nails.
Oh, your manicure set that you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't done my nails in the last couple of weeks, and I know that that's what's pushing me to continue to mess with my fingers.
But talk me through this, Frio, because if you do your nails, it's not on your pads where you're picking. So why does doing your nails?
Well, I don't pick my pads. I pick my cuticles around there and the skin around the nail.
So does the manicure help to soften the skin enough so it removes the edges?
It helps to, one, if you mess with your fingers, you're going to mess up your manicure. That's one. You're going to mess up the actual nail polish, you know, one. And then the other is it allows for it not to have the rough edges. So it smooths over time. Mm-hmm. And I am more likely to take care of my hands, like put more lotion on them and things to maintain my manicure. Mm-hmm. And it detracts from me popping my finger in my mouth. When I have high anxiety or I'm thinking, I will put my finger in my mouth and like bite on my nail. Mm-hmm. And especially if I'm stressed, like if I have to like write another chapter in the dissertation or something, I'm sitting there like I can't think, I will look at it and I'll be like, no, your hands are painted. Don't touch them.
Yeah, that's kind of like habit reversal. I think there's a lot of like understanding your habit and setting up barriers to start interrupting that brain process. And you've described that. I have to have a Band-Aid. I need like a physical barrier. So I won't stop myself from putting whatever it is that's there. So I have to create a physical barrier, which is normally not so hard when my scab was on my arm or my wrist. So I had to like seriously put like steroid cream, non-antibacterial cream, and then like just bandage it to basically create a physical barrier between myself and the scab. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would be so stressed, I would literally just pick off the Band-Aid and keep going. And it was also the hardest when I started picking my face. Remember that?
Yeah.
You could see that my face still has scabs, but it's like, okay. But oh my gosh, when I started picking my face, I was like, what do I put on my face? I literally went to my anxiety like Facebook group and was like, who picks at their face? And what do you put on your face? I was like, I landed on scotch tape. I was like, I'm just going to put scotch tape on my face.
So did it awful. Help?
I mean, what did help is that like, that the ritual of cutting the tape out and putting up my face and then picking at the tape did slow basically what I call my own assault to my body.
Yeah.
It down. It slowed that process down and set up time in between when I was going to do that. I recognize that I don't know if you feel this way. I had to get to a point where if I just didn't pick enough, I could get my skin and my body to a place where it would heal.
Yeah.
In the way that would allow me to stop picking. And generally, it needs to be smooth. Like if I feel a scab or it's hard or just has a feeling to it, that texture was a temptation. It's something about, you know how like it's addiction, get into like a rotation where like the thing itself becomes part of your addictive behaviors and you can't stop it. A rough scab is like that for me.
I've thought about that though in the past, babe, how you're talking about it, and more so because it really ties to really the connection that you have to all of your senses, right? For us, it's tactile, whatever we're feeling.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever done this, because I have done this, where I will file away my skin so yes. I don't feel
yes.
any roughness, and it's smooth, so I have no opportunity to mess Absolutely. With that skin.
That's a great example of a tool. Because I think in Picking Me, she includes a nail file. And for like a good month, I definitely was using her nail file to do exactly that. So like if you know that your thing is like smooth surfaces, like mm-hmm. we have to find – sometimes I'd definitely be like freaking filing down an open wound. And I'm like, is this working?
You know, too, but there's this other way of thinking that these are really coping mechanisms that we're talking about, both good and bad coping mechanisms, right? Because for some, like when I have participated in different like weight-related groups and stuff, they'll be like, you could have like, what's it called? Like a Twizzler or something in your mouth to keep your brain thinking you're like, you're enjoying something really good, but it's like helping you to reduce this anxiety. Like, oh, I want something, whatever, you know, some cupcake or something. So it does connect to all of that.
Yeah.
I would also say if you've never really thought about other things that you can engage in by have around you that will help you create that disengagement, find what feels comfortable, you know, like how we've identified the fact that the tactile aspect is something that's very important to us. But for somebody, maybe it's like the smell related to something. So maybe you can buy like an essential oil or something that helps you disengage in that moment. So there are things out there that can help you, and you're not alone with this at all.
I had rollers. I definitely had rollers to soften the skin. But I'll say I had to finally go to see a doctor about some of the stuff because it got so bad or whatever. And honestly, slowing down the healing process. So it's a risk. Your doctor should talk you through the risks, right? But like I'm telling you my personal experience. But if I got a steroid shot, which helped slow down the scab process enough that it didn't form like a hardcore scab, which is the thing I liked to pick at. But because it also slowed down the healing process, my doctor was like, if you keep picking at this and it doesn't heal, you are absolutely giving yourself like risk for developing MRSA or something, because you're taking a slow healing wound and like basically creating an environment where you're absolutely going to introduce bacteria. So after receiving a steroid shot, I also had to be really rigorous about an antibiotic treatment ointment ritual. And there probably is something about like engaging in that ritual itself that also helped me take my energy to do something that was triggered by like a medical process, you know, that did help. And honestly, just like it's a thing, just like everything else. Just because I did it with the one scab didn't mean I didn't have to do it with the next scab and the next scab. So my scabs have jumped everywhere on my body, my leg, my arms, my face. And there are times where with every scab, it's like, okay, do I go back to the doctor and like do this again? Because it's the only way to stop that. So I just want to say like body-focused repetitive behaviors is a thing. It is a coping mechanism for us to deal with our anxiety. But for a lot of people, it can grow to something big. You know, like I know people who have picked so bad that they have scars all over their legs and their arms. And you have had MRSA, you know, X number of times. So, you know, like all other mental health challenges, it's worthwhile to check in with someone and to find people who struggle with the same issue. And when I say find something, like find a medical provider who would be willing to work with you to figure out how to get your body in a place to heal.
Definitely. You know, like on our website, we have information about skin picking or what's known as dermatillomania, which is basically what Teresa was talking about, the excoriation disorder. But I really think you have to spend some time either thinking about this yourself, and if not, really going and speaking with somebody that can help you understand how the behaviors that you're engaging in are tied to the emotions and things that you're processing. That has helped me to understand why and when I, like, my levels of anxiety may lead me to have more skin picking occur. At some point, you know, I feel like maybe I should just, like, put scotch tape all over my hands, you know what I mean? And then mm-hmm. It's like it breaks that cycle again of what you actually feel. But you're right, Teresa. It does range for people, like everything else that we talk about. You know, it really exists on a spectrum, and all of our experiences are different. And then for a lot of folks too, you know, and how you were talking about shame earlier, in many situations where people were like, why can't you just stop that? Just stop. Like, stop moving your hands, stop touching your face, stop picking your hair. And if it were that easy for us to just stop, then, man, that's like a magic wand, right? So be patient with yourself. It may be necessary to also help educate others who may not know that this is what you're dealing with. So I think that's part of the process too.
Yeah. And this is an introduction to, I don't know, maybe there's a lot more to unpack here. So if people are skin pickers and want to submit questions, you can do so at podcast@mhanational.org.
Awesome.
All right.
Keep fighting in the open.
Bye.